Your attention, please. The Santa Fe and Disneyland passenger train, the E.P. Ripley, now loading on track number one for a trip around Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom. All aboard!
Hello and welcome to the S-Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Wynn.
I'm Michael Lee.
And I'm Andy Scheffler.
And this week we are doing Space Mountain, or you could claim Splash Mountain. They're both Disneyland related, but this is really an entry into Disneyland. So, yes, Smatterhorn and
Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay, and I guess if we went to Disney World, it would be Sexpedition Severus.
I'm going to call porno on that one.
We're not playing the game anymore. Please stop doing this.
Dang it!
All right, so let's go to the first question we usually like to ask everybody. What was the first time you went to Disneyland that you remember?
That I remember? The first time I went to Disneyland, I remember for this reason. Because you guys have noticed how I walk with my head down, right? Because I'm looking at the ground because I used to trip a lot as a kid. I did that while I was at Disneyland. And I was like, and actually, here's the other thing. You guys have noticed that I usually walk faster than everybody else, right?
No.
No? Oh, well, anyway, I usually do that. And so when I was a kid, I was walking along to the next ride, grabbed on. It's like, hey, Mom, where are we going? She looks down and she goes, I'm not your mother. And I look up, and there's this big, big white woman there. And well, she was big because I was like 3 feet tall. They look behind me, and my family's pointing at me and laughing. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't remember anything else about Disneyland other than that moment for that trip.
My first trip to Disneyland, I must have been 6 years old, I think. I don't remember terribly much about the first time I went. I do remember that I did go into the America's... Wait, was America Sings?
Yeah.
I think it was America Sings. I remember lots of screens all around me.
Yeah, art. Oh, with the big screens, that's not America Sings, that's...
Circle Vision.
Yes.
God.
Yeah.
So, wow, yeah. Guys.
Mike, you lost Disney points. That's the first time I've ever heard that. Holy crap, my world is collapsing.
So the problem with me is since I grew up down there, we went a lot as I grew up, like almost once a year, and then like more often after that. I don't remember like my first time, but there are... very definite memories that I have of a small child, because there are things I did when I was a small child that I didn't do when I was older, like, It's a Small World.
It's a small world, I'm a roaming. It's a small world,
I never really went on that when I got older.
You should. It'll drive you crazy.
You lived down the street, basically, didn't you?
Well, it was like 10 miles away.
That's down the street.
Yeah.
Well, it's a really big street that people go 70 on, but yeah.
What's the first memorable experience you remember, though?
It would probably be, I can't even put an order on it. I would say Small World, or just walking around the park in general.
Kevin?
All right, so my parents have pictures of me as a baby in a stroller back then. I don't remember any of that. But I do remember...
You better not, Jesus.
When I was, I think in third or fourth grade, and we used to actually go to the park once a year as well. We'd drive all the way down there, because that was, what the vacation was every year. And my mom had always told me how awesome Space Mountain was. And so I was really excited to go on Space Mountain, except I didn't know what Space Mountain looked like. So when I got there and I saw the Matterhorn, I was like, wow, that must be it, because it's a mountain.
And it takes up space.
I didn't call it Space Mountain. I just told my parents I want to go on that. So I went with my father, and I did not know anything about a Yeti. Wow. So I was, I got scared by the Yeti, and I covered my eyes during most of the ride. And I actually didn't go on the Matterhorn until I think the next time that I was much older and I went to Disneyland. And I think, Mike, you were there. Probably. It was during Anime Expo weekend. We decided to go to Disneyland. That's the next time I went on the Matterhorn. Wow. So it's been quite a while, thanks to Mr. Yeti and his freaking red eyes and big growl. And
Is his name Harold?
I don't know who it is. Harold.
Yeah.
Between then and
he's hairy.
Between then and then the next time I actually
Yeti named Kumar. What?
Yes.
Awkward silence.
I'm good at that.
Between then and the next time I did ride on the Matterhorn, I did eventually go on Space Mountain. I found out it's an indoor roller coaster, and I really did enjoy it. Let's go into this then. A brief history about the parks. Mike, you probably know this the best.
Andy's sitting right here.
And Andy.
He grew up with the park.
Well, I haven't been around since 1955.
Do you remember what it was like in, I guess, the 80s?
Oh, definitely. That's the Disneyland in my mind is actually the Disneyland of the late 80s, early 90s.
That was when it was sort of starting to fall apart a little bit, right?
Yeah, it was still the old Tomorrowland. They hadn't replaced any exhibits. Here's actually a memory I have now going back to that, because I remember the first time we went, I was too small to ride on Innerspace. Adventures in Innerspace?
You could have gone on that?
I'd never been on it. I was too short to ride on that ride. I said, I have to ride on that the next time we come back. And I came back and it was torn down and they were building Star Tours. So
George Lucas's fault.
It's all George Lucas's fault that I never got to ride on Voyage to Innerspace. But yeah, the old Tomorrowland, there was still the Skyway.
Oh, they stopped the Skyway?
I remember the Skyway.
Skyway's been stopped for a long, long time.
Not only is the Skyway gone, but they filled up the hole in the Matterhorn where it used to go through.
Oh. I remember screaming my head off in the Matterhorn, not the Matterhorn, in the Skyway, because I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah, I've even been on Skyway, and only once or twice, but I was still freaked out by heights, too.
Yeah, and it was America Sings in the Revolving Theater, and were some of the old attractions that aren't around anymore. There was no Toontown.
Oh, yes, during that time.
I remember when that opened.
Critter Country wasn't really Critter Country.
It was Bear Country.
It was Bear Country, and it wasn't really a full land. It was just part of... Adventureland.
Did you ever go to the Swiss Family Robinson Island?
Yes. And
Did you actually like it?
No, the Swiss Family Treehouse, and it was Tom Sawyer Island.
That's right.
Whatever, is it Pirate's Hideaway now?
It's still Tom Sawyer Island to me.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Pirate's Lair at Tom Sawyer Island.
No question.
The one time of Disneyland that I wish I could have been alive for was when on, was it there that they used to have the Zorro fights?
Yes.
Dude, that was a long time
ago. I know, that's the one time I wish I could have been alive for. I wish they could have been around for that.
You didn't want to see Davy Crockett?
Screw that.
Best Parker.
I didn't like Davy Crockett. Zorro
was in the park.
Man, that was the one thing I wish I could have been alive for. I remember too when I was younger. I got to go on. The one for me I always remember is People Mover. That was the one that everyone in the family could go on. So we always went first, and it was really exciting because they had the Tron section.
And the Stormtrooper you could only see from the People Mover.
Yes, and so you go through and you can see, and that was the only time I ever saw the machine that people shrank down in Voyage to Interspace, looking at the People Mover going, I want to ride that. Never did.
All right, so before we go into talking about the park, I think it's a good idea to probably talk about the ticket system. So we're probably going to use terminology like an e-ticket. And an e-ticket is basically, back in the day, Disneyland wasn't just you paid one big fee and you could go on any ride as many times as you want. You'd pay a smaller fee and then you would buy tickets in a ticket book and use them to go on different rides. Of course, that would mean you'd also have A-ticket tickets and be like, yay, so I can...
For minor rides, you'd have
the lower like tickets. The carousel.
Carousel's pretty good for an A-ticket value. Yeah.
It's a carousel, probably a B.
Oh,
A is like the ride vehicles, the fire engine, the horseless carriage.
Oh. And then then there were all of the, what's the...
The story dark rides?
The dark rides, that's the term.
Those were like C or D. And D levels.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And then, of course, the e-ticket rides.
They introduced the e-ticket rides.
A.K.A. the big kids rides. Or just expensive rides, really.
A.K.A. the ones that you get fast track for now.
Well, not always. Remember that the Enchanted Tiki Room was even an e-ticket at one point.
Really?
Actually, it was until they did get rid of the tickets.
I'm trying to remember if the Enchanted Tiki Room scared me as a kid.
I actually never went in there when I was a kid. I had no idea what was in there. We always just skipped past it.
When I was a kid, I really and truly believed that it was raining outside, and when we would go outside, it's that thing, where'd all the rain go?
I remember now. We never went to the Enchanted Tiki Room because my sister was afraid of birds.
Yeah, that's probably the worst possible place to bring her. Well, anyways, you know, that's the ticket system. So, really, when we talk about the mountains, and you know, there are four in Disneyland, Splash, Space, the Matterhorn, and Big Thunder, those are all e-tickets. And so what I really want to ask you guys is, which mountain do you like the most? Because actually, it comes down, for a lot of people, it comes down to two particular ones, but I really want to know which ones you guys...
Matterhorn.
Ooh.
What? That's not one of the two he was thinking of.
Outside the box, man.
It's a toss-up between the two that you're thinking of. I'll have to say Space.
Mike?
Probably Big Thunder.
Oh, and they're all represented. Ooh.
I don't like Splash, so Space for me, too.
Yes! Splash! Screw you, Splash Mountain. I hated Splash Mountain because all it was, I hate those rides that are just like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. But one big drop, and then you're done.
There were a couple little drops.
I can't go on Splash Mountain that often because Lita is terrified by it.
Really?
And you know, like,
she hates drops.
Yeah, the first time I ever went on Splash Mountain, it had opened up that year. There was no fast pass at that time, and...
Were you in the three-hour line?
Yes!
Yes.
I've never been in a line that long
before. And
that's
one of those, quote-unquote, well-designed lines, because they tease you, and you think you're almost at the loading area, and then you kind of wander back out, and you're outside again, and then you see the loading area, and then you're back into another line.
I hated that!
Oh, they did that on purpose. That's part of the grand design of lines.
And the thing is, at the end, I was like, that's it? Man, what a waste of my time. But yeah, I haven't been on it that often. I think it's okay. I think the thing is that it sucks that a lot of people can't actually experience what's inside Splash Mountain because they don't want to go on the drop.
Yeah. The animatronics inside are probably the most impressive thing. The sheer collection of all those animals all together.
From
all
America
the old
scenes.
Yeah, all the old America things robots, yeah.
So, I mean, tell me why you like your mountain the most.
I like the Matterhorn the most because when I was going to Disneyland, it had the shortest line. And so, and the thing is, it was a fine ride, and I didn't like roller coasters that much when I was a kid, and it didn't feel as much like a roller coaster, you know, and it had the big splash down at the end, and I was excited.
Oh, yeah.
Not really a big splash anymore now that there's Splash Mountain. It's a little splash now.
I like Big Thunder because it's so well-themed within the land itself. I am a real sucker for all of the atmosphere music that they play in all of Frontierland. I like so much of that music. And so it's just an extension of the land, the ride of Big Thunder. I just like it.
Yeah, I think I like Space Mountain just because I've been on it the most because... as we may find out in the future, Tomorrowland is my favorite land by far in Disneyland. And so there would be times where we would just, there were a couple years where I had annual passes and we just go during the day on a random day. And when there's no one around, you could just go on the ride over and over and over again. And we would do that. We'd just go Space Mountain and we're out and like, all right, let's go again. And we run over to the escalator and go back up and run through the line. The line's really short, and we get all the way up to the loading room, and then there's the little line. And we go again and got the thing. I can do the turns almost in my sleep. You know how like bobsled riders, they memorize the track? Well, I memorize the track to Space Mountain.
I have to, I'm on your side there too. I think I've been on Space Mountain over 20 times. There's a funny story about one of the first few times I went back to Disneyland. I actually, it was me, Mike and Lita, and we had gone on July 4th, Independence Day. So we were figuring it was going to be packed.
Yeah.
People left after the fireworks, and Disneyland was there open there from 8 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah, that's one of those days they stay open late.
Back then, Space Mountain was in repair to prepare for the 50th anniversary. So we walked past Space Mountain, not expecting it to be open. And we were like, hey, it's open. Is it really open?
Soft openings are the best.
Yes, this was before we knew anything really about the park, before we really became Disneyland freaks. And we went on Space Mountain three times in a row upon discovering that. And each time didn't take that long at all. And it was awesome. It was actually like the first time Lita had ever been on Space Mountain as well. So it was just like, oh, I loved it so much.
My memories of Space Mountain are when they started turning the lights on a little bit. And so you could actually see the track in front of you and above you.
Oh, wow. Never had that before.
And I hated that because I thought I was going to hit my head.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's really scary. Even when it's dark, you can sort of sense the darkness above you.
Yes.
The thing about Space Mountain for me, because I would go, we had a running joke with me and my friends, because, you know, they have, like, the stars that are being projected on the ceiling, and there's the one asteroid that flies by. And so, to us, that asteroid looked like a chocolate chip cookie. And so we would always cry out, chocolate chip cookie, whenever we see it. And it became a game when we were riding Space Mountain is to look around. You're giving me this look. Why are you giving me that look?
I'm waiting for the part where you tell me your friend's hand came off.
Yes. And when I woke up, my pillow was gone. So, yeah, every time we would go, we'd be riding, turn, chocolate chip cookie.
Well, this also comes from the guy who started staring and looking for the squares in Epcot, right? Or was it the pentagons or the...
Because the giant geodesic dome, Planet Earth.
Yeah, Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth. Oh, God.
Spaceship Earth. Andy's losing Disney points.
I've only been to Epcot
What's
once.
What's that sound again? All right.
Yeah, because the whole thing is almost all hexagons, except
tracker beam power level,
except for the few pentagons. And so, yeah, I stared at it looking like, oh, hey, look, a pentagon. I don't remember telling you that story. How do you remember that?
There are a lot of things that we've told each other over the years that we've totally forgotten about.
In your case,
it's suppressed because it's traumatic. In my case, it's just like, I don't remember why I know that story of yours.
Usually you end up telling Dom secrets of your own when you're falling asleep next to him.
Yes, well, yeah. That happens so often. So.
Yeah.
Wait, Dom, have you slept with everybody on this table,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Hold on, let me think about
everyone in the room?
Not Amy.
Oh, we gotta work on that.
That's any of the comic.
Okay, moving on.
What?
This is a wonderful Disneyland discussion.
For the whole family.
So let's talk about the introduction of the franchises. Star Tours, I think, was the first one, right? The first non-Disney to really penetrate the park, to really be introduced in the park.
Yeah, as far as attractions go.
Star Tours just really got in there.
Awkward silence.
I'm good at that.
Where's your lightsaber?
It's in my pocket.
All right, so I mean, like, I remember my father was freaking out when we went to Disneyland and he found out Star Tours was open when we had to go on. And I was like, why are we waiting in line for so long? And they just never told me.
Star Tours is the one that replaced Captain EO, right?
No.
It replaced
Adventures in Inner Space.
Okay.
Where were you 10 minutes ago?
2.5 hour line.
Captain EO got replaced by Honey, I Shrunk the Audience,
which was originally from Disney or Epcot.
Yeah. So, like, my father was freaking out, and that was the first time I was not a Star Wars fan at that time. I was too young to really know anything about it. I knew about Ewoks and all that stuff. But, yeah, like, Star Tours, I think, wasn't that the ride that really made a lot of adults really want to go to Disneyland? Or am I thinking of something earlier, even?
Well, it was a big thing for kids. Star Wars, as you may know, Return of the Jedi, seemed to be more angled towards the kids, and this was just a kind of an extension of that, letting George Lucas into Disneyland, and so, yeah, it drove both adults and children to the park.
Yeah, because at that point, there was a lull at Disneyland for a while, which I was saying was the time we first came in, where they just weren't putting in new attractions, so all the old attractions were based off of properties which Disney always considers them timeless, and they keep trying to bring them back with like the Disney princesses and things like that, but it was the dark days of Disney animation. They didn't have any new properties of their own.
Wasn't that the era of the Three Caballeros?
No, that was earlier.
No, this that's is, much earlier.
This is talking like Black Cauldron, yeah, where they actually used a Black Cauldron character that had the Gurgly's Munchings and Crunchings shop in Fantasyland.
Wonderful.
Oh, boy.
That sounds good.
Yes, it does.
The Great Mouse Detective.
The Great Mouse Detective.
The Rescuers.
Rescuers.
Oh, and Rescuers Down Under. This was just right before Little Mermaid.
Yes, right. Rescuers Down Under was actually after Little Mermaid, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It had digital animation in it. Yes. It was one of those first few ones.
But they were being worked on at the same time.
But basically, it was an era where being a Disney movie didn't mean anything to the actual Disney park.
You mean they didn't bring the Great Mouse Detective into the park?
Maybe, but it didn't stick around.
Hey, man, when your biggest draw is Gurgly's Munchings and Crunchings store.
So, I mean, like, the Star Tours was a huge hit, obviously, and...
Oh, yeah.
Still is.
And then we got Indiana Jones, and that created the new term, five-hour line.
Yeah, I actually remember going to Disneyland in the first month of Indiana Jones, and they were like, let's line up. From here, the line is 5 hours. Let's go somewhere else.
Weak.
See, I remember Indiana Jones when
my
I was
bladder
young.
Wouldn't have lasted that long, and my bladder's made of steel.
Because I have an uncle and aunt in L.A., and they actually went to Disneyland just to ride on Indiana Jones, because they were that excited about it. Yes, Mike, you're showing me your Indiana Jones decryption card with the 1-800-CALL-ATT.
This is how you can spend hours in line.
Yes. So
please tell me you brought that with you specially for today, and that's not always in your wallet.
Actually, no, it's always in his wallet.
Oh my lord!
You can't get these cards anymore.
Danny's now getting his.
you can't get these cards anymore, but you can go across the way to the Jungle Outfitter store and ask for a copy, and they'll Xerox you one.
Yep.
Wow!
So I mean, this was one of the first few rides with a really designed queue to make sure you weren't bored. I mean, yeah, you'd end up seeing and doing the same thing. A lot. But you at least had something to do.
Pull on the rope!
Spoiler, the guy falls down.
Lots of hidden things in the line, yes.
All I can say is, I used to be afraid of Disneyland because of things like the Enchanted Tiki Room and Captain EO. Actually, Captain EO scared the crap out of me.
Oh, yes. Captain EO also scared the crap out of me.
It's
a very traumatic experience as a small child.
Really?
Well, especially, what's got Michael Jackson in it? That's just inherently scary.
But this is the thing. Now I'm kind of scared of Disneyland because of Mike.
No, I go with Mike all the time. It's really fun. I think you should be scared of both of us.
I actually am. I just didn't want to point at you.
Yeah, when Mike and I go to the park, yeah, it's pretty geeky about the park.
I know. I went with you once.
Not during one of our special trips.
We were holding back.
There
were civilians in our presence.
I've gone to Disney Sea with Mike for like 2 hours, but anyway.
That shouldn't count either.
You mean it shouldn't count?
You're very resistant.
You know that we have a map in which we've crossed off everything, every attraction, shop, and place to eat? We've even eaten at crappy places just to cross them off on the
Village
map.
House!
Village House, I have still not eaten at.
Which one's Village House?
It's the one by Pinocchio.
Yeah, it's the one by Pinocchio, the one that gets really busy because it's in Fantasyland, but it serves exactly the same food as most other places.
I think that's the one that used to be
Gurgly's
Munchings and Crunchings.
It probably was.
I think the place that I always eat at Disneyland is, almost always either the place next to Pirates of the Caribbean or the place next to Big Thunder Mountain.
So Blue Bayou
Rancho Dozo.
Oh.
Sure.
Not Golden Horseshoe.
Sure.
It might be Golden Horseshoe.
Yeah, Golden Horseshoe.
I agree with this statement.
Riverbell Terrace?
I endorse this product or event or product.
I mean, you could just walk out there, too, and get to the, what is it? In Main Street, the Pink House. Also.
The Carnation?
Oh.
Yeah,
Carnation. Dude, Disneyland is a red light district?
No.
Dang!
Actually, there is a little corner in Main Street where you can find the Turkish baths.
Yes.
Still one of my favorites. Okay, so where am I? So the introduction of the franchise is, you know, my uncle and aunt even went to Disneyland to go on Indiana Jones. They waited 5 hours. That was the first time I ever heard that there was an Indiana Jones ride in there. I eventually never actually went on it until, like, what, 2 years later?
I actually went the year it opened.
I didn't go on the Indiana Jones ride until 2 years ago.
Well, I didn't go I went, like, the year after it opened. So it was after I I think I had already gone up to college at that point.
Okay. I gotta ask you guys, though, when you first went on Indiana Jones, did they have the rat that drops on the Jeep
or not? I never saw that until just a few years ago.
That doesn't sound familiar, no.
Okay, but do you guys remember also the dry ice that used to drop from the ceiling?
Honestly, no.
It's the only ride I've only ever been on once.
Oh.
Wow, really?
Wow, really?
Because once I went off to college, I haven't been nearly as often. Like, I went all the time when I was in junior high. I went all the time when I was in high school. And then once I went off to college, I went like once or twice, like the first year when I was a freshman in college, my family all got annual passes. So every time I was back, I'd go. But it was like 10 years or more until I just went back recently with Hung, Jenny, Mike, Jen, all of them.
All right. Wow.
So. Who's Hung?
I don't know. Who's Hung? Are you Hung?
Are you Hung?
I'm not Hung.
But?
But whatever.
I heard you live with him. During this time, especially probably during our time, Fantasyland had this whole revamp. But also the other big thing was that Tomorrowland had this big revamp. And I think that's the one that really happened and affected more. Like, I know, Andy, you've experienced like that time period, right?
Yes, the old versus new Tomorrowland.
So what was your first thought when you walked into the new Tomorrowland, which was basically Jules Verne Land?
Jules Verne Land. It was the, why is the people mover track there, but there's no people mover on it? That was the first thing I thought.
It has rocket rods.
What?
That lasted a couple months.
Wait. Rocket rods going through tunnels?
I'm going to say DS game.
You lose points.
What?
And the other was why the rockets weren't on top of the central area, but it was off the side.
Well, it's not the rocket jets anymore. Now it's the Astro Orbiter.
Yeah, whatever. It's Dumbo. Astro Dumbo.
Space Dumbo.
Space Dumbo. Sorry.
You don't like the Dumbo. Observatron? It plays music from Iron Will and the Rocketeer.
You mean the ones
there's that, a pin the, for it.
The stuff that they use in every trailer?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed with what the new Tomorrowland is compared to the old one. Especially, I've only been to the old one, I think, like once in my life, or that I remember. What about you, Mike? Do you remember that, too?
I'm pretty sure I was there once or twice, because I remember I really liked Mission to the Moon.
Oh. Was it still Mission to the Moon?
It was to the Moon. And so I know that they changed it to Mission to Mars, and I never rode it before.
I don't know if I ever rode Mars. I rode the Moon.
Now it's just Pizza Port.
Yes, now it is Pizza Port.
Excellent.
Wow.
We could always use more food.
That's progress. The other thing that really saddens me is the Futurecade. It used to be two floors, and there were just, it was filled with video games. You had like the row of Tron cabinets, like all the video games on both floors, a big row of pinball machines upstairs, and now it's just,
they have DDR Max.
Yes.
I'll need a moment.
Do they even have the DDR Disney mix there?
No.
Not anymore.
They had it when I was in Disney World at the arcade there, and they had one in the arcade where I grew up near me. But yeah, it's just when I was there the last time, like the whole upper floor, it's like, wow, the escalators are turned off, the thing's roped off, and there's a giant X-Wing
inside of
where the arcade used to be.
Collecting dust.
And the lower floor is sparse.
You know, there are only, I think it's like eight X-Wings of that size that were ever created in the world, and that's one of them.
Yep. Thanks, Kevin. It's still scared.
I can confirm that.
I think it's eight.
This
eight
does not
12,
reduce my
like
amount
that.
Of fear.
This is not about Disneyland.
This is about Star Wars.
Yeah. It's about Star Wars and Disneyland.
It's cool, dude.
This is like when you mix meth and crack for something.
No, get him started. He's been watching Breaking Bad.
Great show. You guys should go check it out. So let's talk about this then. One of the things that people like to bring up a lot in about Disneyland is the whole concept of the deaths and injuries that have happened in Disneyland. Besides so many people dying and getting hurt on the People Mover, what other rides do you remember?
Before we go any further, I'd just like to point out one fact. Nobody ever dies at Disneyland.
I thought that was a rumor that was finally...
Oh, did they finally debunk that?
Snopes. Snopes?
Yeah. Someone did finally die in Disneyland.
When?
Fairly recently, about 2 years ago.
Because the legend
went. No one
dies. Oh, it was the Big Thunder Mountain.
No, because I'm saying, as the legend goes, even if you're dead in Disneyland, you're not declared dead until after you have set foot off of the Disneyland.
How can you set foot off of something
or after
until
you are off set
when the EMTs
off of.
Take
yeah.
you out?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to be declared dead to yes. be officially dead. So I'm sure that if they wanted to, then they would just say, yeah, he was declared dead outside of Disneyland.
This one, it was a rigging accident from the Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. When, that was.
I remember the guy, there was at least one that fell off the Skyway.
Wow.
Idiots always trying to get off the People Mover.
Yeah, and, the grad knights with idiots getting off the People Mover.
Yes.
And the, actually managing to get killed.
The
grad knights?
Grad knights.
Graduation
knights. Graduation knights?
You did it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big
I thought
thing.
Grad Knights was something like Grignac.
Grad Knights.
And Grignac. Fake Grad Knight.
It's a smaller one. That's like a pig. And it explodes.
It explodes while it's trying to get off of the People Mover?
Yes. But they don't just declare it exploded until it's outside of the park.
Okay, I'm a little less scared now, but I don't know why.
I love Star Wars a lot.
I like Star Wars too.
A lot more than you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna.
I don't
think
it's fine.
I don't think anyone. That's fighting words.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You just watch yourself. I have the death sentence on 12 systems. That is incorrect.
I'll be careful.
You be quiet.
You'll be dead. Going back to Disneyland, it's as if we just want to talk about Star Wars all day.
That's just you, Kevin.
That's you, Kevin.
Let's talk about this, though. Do you remember when you were a kid, any costume characters you ever took pictures with?
My parents never were into that. So
yeah, me neither.
I actually don't have any, unfortunately.
Dom?
I don't think so. My parents kept all of my childhood pictures.
I'm surprised.
There might be a picture of me with Mickey somewhere, just
because. For a lot of them, it was because they thought it cost money. And so they're like, no.
Oh. For me, it was always there was a huge line, and so it wasn't worth waiting.
Big crowd, lots of parents, clamoring children.
Man, I thought I was going to have, like, the fewest. I have just one from that same trip when I was a baby that I don't remember that I have pictures from with me and Tigger, and that was about it. I thought, like, I was like, oh, man, I only have, you know, like, one.
It's like, yeah. I think the thing is because my parents, I mean, we may have done one early, but by the time, like, you get to a certain age and you realize it's not actually Mickey. It's a guy in a Mickey suit.
No!
Children listening.
No!
You don't believe Andy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Take
no!
it back.
And the Empire will be defeated by Ewoks.
That's highly unlikely. Okay, I thought it was improbable for some reason. It's unlikely?
This is Robot Chicken.
Yes, I know.
We know. We know.
No, I don't know what the quote is. I don't memorize Robot Chicken.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I thought the costume thing would actually come out better.
for the characters in the costume through the park, I've only gotten pictures lately.
You swear you must have a picture of you with Aurora.
Well, now.
Yes! That counts, Mike.
But no, he was asking about when I was younger. And
No.
Not until the past couple years.
Although I do wish that... No, I've forgotten it. Hold on.
Okay. Let's go on to the next topic. Special foods in the park. So, you know, we have the Dole Whip, the turkey leg,
giant
Mickey Mouse ice cream.
Leg.
Churros!
The really disgusting Fantasia ice cream that
churros!
None of you have ever eaten.
The Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Oh, that's right.
When you talk about
the Mickey Mouse ice cream.
Yeah, when you talk about the Fantasia ice cream, which one? The dessert bar that they had?
No, you could have gotten it at the Gibson Girl. It's like a sundae, and it has this Fantasia-flavored ice cream, which is... I think it's mint ice cream with chopped nuts and some weird syrup in it. Some red thing. Red syrup.
Since I don't like mint, I wouldn't know.
And
it.
Also, the recently, the Princess Cocoa that turns your poo green.
Green?
Pink. Or pink. Blue. Or purple.
Green.
Green?
Green?
Green? There was enough
people.
Like,
you say
green-ish.
That as though that's
that
not
like,
the color it's supposed to be.
That would be like Tinkerbell or something.
I have no idea.
Tinkerbell has cocoa now?
It might. I mean, after the princess line, they were pushing the fairies line.
That's true. I mean, do you guys remember any special foods that you really, really enjoyed?
Yes. I can tell you for a fact, the year that I had annual passes, I was a freshman in high school, or no, junior in high school, we would, on some days, drive down to Disneyland, use our pass, go to New Orleans Square, get us a sourdough soup bowl, and leave the park. That would be lunch.
This is exactly like when Lita and I go to the park. We're like, man, I just want to get like a Dole Whip, turkey leg, some ice cream at Gibson Girl, and just sit around and watch people.
Yes, people watching was awesome.
Watch parents yell at their kids. Watch kids yell at their parents. Have ice cream.
The other food thing to do is to go to, I have no idea what it was called then, and I have no idea what it's called now, but the restaurant in what is now Critter Country.
Hungry Bear.
Buying French fries and throwing them in the water and let the ducks.
Let the ducks in their green water.
I'm just trying to think. I was like, I just remember getting a lot of like fruit right around where the Alice in Wonderland section, like that, a lot of produce. It's like, oh,
the fruit carts.
Yeah, oh yes, yeah. The fruit cart over near where the Skyway entrance is, right?
I think it's near where the teacups are, isn't it?
Whoa, I'm totally no over by the teacups and Matterhorn West entrance.
Wait a second, I got something right, and you had to wonder about it.
There's another bunch of
there is ODBs a fruit there. Cart over by the Skyway, but I'm trying to think of where the fruit cart is over by Alice in Wonderland.
I don't know. There is one by Alice.
Yeah, because that's over by King Triton's Pond.
Dang.
And the Alice in Wonderland bathrooms where you can get in the stall with those card guys.
All right, for your
it's
level,
not as though they're watching you.
I don't
you.
Think I've ever been in that set of bathrooms.
That's a really nice bathroom for
fear level
one,
rising.
Because there's thieving in it.
Rising.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
My favorite part is when I'm washing my hands and I get the soap and the little white rabbit comes out.
Are there bathrooms in New Orleans Square where when you're washing your hands you look up and there's a ghost there washing his hands next to you?
But there
you
know, should Mike? Be.
I've been to the Sucker Tyson Cafe where the urinals, the gay men the stare at you
well,
while you
piss.
I've
been in that bathroom too.
And that didn't frighten me. But the prospect of those cards being in there while I pee, that's frightening to me.
They're not really.
You be quiet.
And then the eyes turn and go,
and it's like, continue to pee. Okay. Well, one other thing before we start getting to our list. The 50th anniversary, that was a big year for me. I'm sure also for Mike. I had an annual pass that time. So did he.
Yeah.
Man, I miss that so much. Because the 50th anniversary was just like, it was the park firing on all cylinders. And now it's not so much.
No, they're resting.
They're moving to Argentina.
Argentina?
They're going to a farm out in Argentina. That's where we've sent
them. In Argentina specifically?
Because it's far away and the kids will never be able to figure out that they're dead.
Can't they go further?
Sure. Chile, which is right next to Argentina, but goes further south.
Barely. Just barely.
It matters.
Okay. All right. So why don't we just go into our list? So I asked you all to prepare a couple things. And the first one is, what's your favorite land in Disneyland?
I think I'm going to go with an answer that no one else will go with, probably, because I'm going to say Adventureland.
That's a good land.
I would consider... I like Adventureland.
Okay.
Indy. I love
well, I didn't... That's
Jungle
the thing.
Cruise,
I don't,
Adventure Outpost.
I didn't actually...
Shrunken Head Ned.
That's the thing. Is Adventureland used to be the Jungle Cruise and the Swiss Family Robinson Tree and the shop.
And that's it.
And
that's the
it.
Thing. That's the one that I remember. I don't remember Indiana Jones very well.
Tiki Room.
The Tiki Room. And now it has Aladdin. Now it has the Indiana Jones...
Yeah, now it's popular. But
and
I like
Tarzan's
it when it was
Treehouse.
Cool.
Give me a Swiss
Capulca
any day.
Funny thing about Tarzan's Treehouse, there was one day when Mike and I discovered how completely unfit we were. Mike, me, and Lita were like, let's finally go into Tarzan's Treehouse. We've never been. We need to check it off on the map. So we go. Lita's all like excited, going through it like really quickly, like, oh yeah, here's this thing. And we... are going really slowly behind her, and when we come off the last step coming down, both of us held our thighs and we're like, ah! And Lena's like, what's going on, guys? Come on, hurry up. We're like, wait for us.
Well, I think Kevin was in the old man, you know, oh, my back, and I was in my thighs and calves.
And I'm like, this is not, at first I was like, oh, this is easy. And we came off of it, and I was like, I really don't want to go anywhere right now. Let's sit down. Lena's like, come on, let's go on the rides. Like, oh, God.
Pirates is right here. Let's go on Pirates. Yay.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If we go on Pirates, we can sit down for 17 minutes.
All right. Adventureland. I like Adventureland. They also have bacon wrapped asparagus, yes. Dole whips, pineapple spear.
This is the third time Dole whips have come up in this.
What is a Dole whip?
Well, you take a pineapple and you create a whip from it. You take 9 mini pineapples, you tie them to a rope.
It's a cat of 9 type. And you eat pineapples. It.
You're serious about this?
It's a date. You eat it. No one's following up with this.
No.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I get.
I was waiting for you to say bad dates.
There was there was no monkey.
Sorry.
I should
have gone like.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like that like line sounds familiar, but yeah. What's with the T Rex?
Keep going.
This is the part we cut out. Okay, Mike, what is your favorite land?
I have to say that my favorite land is actually Main Street USA.
Okay.
I have a funny story about Main Street USA. I actually was talking to my old English teacher back in high school. He actually was a huge influence on me, and he was talking about Disneyland, and he was like, so I did an experiment one day, and I just lit a cigarette, held it, and dropped it, and then started counting. I got as far as 18, and that was as far as it got. That was the furthest it ever got, because apparently after that they started watching me.
So the guy came in and sweeped away his cigarette.
They picked up his cigarette before like more swept. Than 20 seconds had passed.
Swept.
Yep. Swept away, you know, just like the fake Madonna movie.
Madonna.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist.
Actually, it's Blown Away, which was the fake moving pictures version of it.
So anyway, I like Main Street USA mostly because it is the first land you get to when you enter the park. It's where the magic begins. And like I said, I'm a sucker for the music. I love the loops for Frontierland, Main Street. Yeah.
And Turkish bats.
So is the Main Street Electric Parade still going on then, or did they stop
in
that?
DCA.
It is going on in California Adventure.
So it can't be the Main Street
Electric
Parade.
The Main Street Electric Parade. It is Disney's Electrical Parade.
Oh, that's...
So, lame.
Lame. So yeah, as said earlier, mine is Tomorrowland.
So the old Tomorrowland,
yes,
right?
The old Tomorrowland, if we want to get nitpicky about it.
Well, there is a fundamental difference between your Tomorrowland and the new Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
This is not my beautiful Tomorrowland. This is not my beautiful Mickey.
This is not my beautiful Dole Whip.
Would you stop?
Four times.
Would you like me to start talking about turkey legs?
Yes, because there's meat.
Well, that's excellent, because Mike, you stole my land, and mine is actually Main Street USA, a.k.a. Old Man Land.
And or Spend Money Here Land.
Lita knows this too, because I like, you know, going to go eat breakfast at the Carnation Cafe. Or, yes. Like, every once in a while I go get dinner at the Plaza Inn, because I know, like, seating is available, it's air-conditioned.
Did you ever meet Oscar at the Carnation Cafe?
Yes. I have had Oscar. Oscar is a cook at the Carnation Cafe. He's been there for, what, like, almost 40 years or something?
No.
Since the park opened.
He's been working there since 1956.
56. So one year after the park
opened. And
he passed away, like... No, he left. He left.
I don't think so. I don't know. I mean,
the rumors always come up every few years.
I met him last year.
Yeah, so. His brain is in a jar underneath Space Mountain.
His head's frozen with Walt.
He's playing basketball.
Walt is underneath the Matterhorn. Yeah,
he's been there since 1986. We had to say diggity because
the Germans stole the word 20.
So yeah, I love the Carnation Cafe. I think Lita and I get breakfast there like every other time we go. I like to go to Adventureland and get a Dole Whip and then come back.
And get a turkey leg.
No, I don't get the turkey legs till later. Then I sit on the bench and we just watch people pass by. Especially because Main Street USA in the morning is exactly when where you can see everyone super pumped up to go into the park. Especially like the adults that are like power walking their way through, and the kids are like, wait,
no, we've got to get our fast passes.
Yes, the fast passes.
That's what you guys did to me. You people and your fast passes. When I went We were at the line drop and we made a beeline to Star Tours and we liked it.
But no, Main Street USA. And also it's like the one place that's great to go to in the afternoon because it's not packed.
Yeah.
At night, yes, it's packed. But in the afternoon, you can go over to the Gibson Girl, get some ice cream, sit down.
You're going
to
say Dole Whip again, aren't you?
No, Gibson Girl doesn't serve Dole Whips. Yeah. But that was one of the places you could have gotten Fantasia ice cream, which is no longer available.
This is there are definitely two Disneylands. There's the Disneyland you see when you're there for the day, and there's the Disneyland you see when you're there for the 10th time in the year on your annual pass.
Yes.
And you have to make the distinction. Because
fear level rising.
A lot of the experiences
in...
The three of us at this table who aren't afraid are experiencing is the latter Disneyland.
Yeah, this is the thing, is that this is a sort of a personal joke, but I like to call Disneyland the Temple of the Mouse God for your religious pilgrimages to it.
Actually, that is kind of true, because every once in a while I'll be like, hey, Lita, let's go to the park. We drive down to L.A., and
it's
we go to Disneyland.
The park.
Yeah, it's the park.
It's like how San Francisco is the city. Or the tick is just the tick.
What?
Yeah, I was wondering when someone would say that.
All right, so that's our favorite lands. Let's go through this list pretty quickly, because barbecue is just about to be ready.
Ooh.
Let's go through this. I asked you guys to come up with your top five Disneyland rides, and really what I want you to do is go through 5 through 1.
Sure.
And then
rides or attractions, right?
Rides or attractions, okay. Or anything in the park, really.
Okay, good.
And I want
you
to tell me,
you
know.
Number five is going to be kind of questionable.
Let's just go around the table. Number five.
Okay, number five is the Haunted House.
Haunted Mansion.
Nice.
Whatever.
Haunted Mansion.
Whatever.
You'll be dead.
Fear level rising. Rising.
I'm going to dress up as Dr. Avizon and threaten you with my ass man. Ass
Your
mouth
ass man.
Man. Honda Baba.
Hey, ass man. That was a great episode of Seinfeld. I don't even remember why he got that.
Haunted Mansion.
Anyway,
right.
Haunted
yes.
Mansion.
Number five for you, Mike?
My number five is the Primeval Land.
On the train.
The dinosaurs that you see on the on the circle tour on the train.
When you were a kid and the first time you went on the train, you didn't know that it was there.
No
idea. Did you freak out?
No, I loved it because I love dinosaurs.
No, I mean, like, dinosaurs. Did you freak out? Like, you tucked your arms into your t-shirt and you put the little T-Rex hands in front of you.
Sadly, no.
Oh. I did that. I was like, there are dinosaurs here. And my parents were like, oh, damn.
You're going to be doing that all day, aren't you?
All right, Andy, number five.
Number five for me is Club 33.
You jerk.
What?
That's your number five?
Twice.
I'm going to tear off all your fingers. Eat them.
What the hell?
Club 33 is the exclusive Temple of the Mouse.
It's the temple within the Temple of the Mouse.
It's the inner sanctum.
It's the Star Chamber of the Mouse God?
It's basically only the cardinals of this Temple of the Mouse God get to eat there, or their friends.
My mother's boss is a member.
Nice.
And so every year he does a holiday party, and each employee can bring one guest. And so
Kevin's holding his head.
Kevin's blowing up right now.
About to explode.
Club 33 is, it's many things. It is the only place where alcohol is served within Disneyland.
Oh.
It is.
No wonder Kevin's so impressed.
It is the most expensive dinner by far. It's the way membership works is there's only, I think, 30,000 members any one time. If you want to become a member, you have to wait for someone to die.
You mean,
or stop paying.
So it's like Red Sox season tickets.
Yeah. What is it? It's like 10,000 a year, right?
There's a limited membership of just like total at all.
No, I mean dollars.
Oh yeah, the membership is in the tens of thousands of dollars for membership. It is one of the choice places for employees to work, and the people who work there have been doing it like there's a very long time. It's the same thing. You keep working there until someone dies or quits. It's such an amazing dining experience, and I just had the lunch buffet. It was one of those where I got up to get more food, and I came back, and my napkin was folded, and I never saw the waiter do it.
I've had that happen to me at Fogo. Actually, have you heard Sinan's story about how he put down his glass, and while he was still talking to us, and the glass was in his hand, someone replaced it, and he didn't notice. He's like, oh my god, ninjas work here!
Wow. So that's my number five.
That's his number five.
I'm sorry. I've only been there twice. I can't really put it any higher.
You know, I've actually considered putting myself on the list to wait for someone to die to pay $10,000 a year to be a Club 33 member.
And then you can bring me.
Yeah, it's you pay $10,000 a year, and then and it's then like $80 there. A meal for the lunch buffet, and like more than $100 for the
dinner.
I don't
care. That's small potatoes at that point. Okay. Well, thanks for making my number five feel pretty lame.
Suck it, Kevin.
Because my number five is the little rocketeer guy that works in the popcorn popcorn cart, churning away at the popcorn.
Oh, yes.
The only existence of the rocketeer in the park, and I loved it. I have video. I think Mike has video of it too. Yeah, as well. And it is awesome. I love the rocketeer.
You do love the rocketeer, yes, but you don't own the helmet.
Well, I'm not gonna like wear it every day. You have to think about value to usage. Whoa, value to usage.
So is it time for me and my number four?
Number four, please.
My number four is the guy who dresses up as Jack Sparrow, because you can actually sit near him and all of the hot girls will come by. I'm not yes. kidding about
oh,
this.
No, there was an article I read about that guy. The guy who used to, no longer.
So that's the number one place for me to people watch.
You are very clever now. Mike, number four.
My number four is going back to my earlier visits to the park, the Main Street Electric Parade, when it was on Main Street, USA. Just those memories and the, you know, the music that just gets burned into your head.
Don't forget the little bugs that go.
Yeah. That was originally on my list, but I'm taking it off because I come to think of it, I hated that music as a kid. It just burned itself in there. Like Flock of Seagulls.
You love it.
I do not love it.
Love it.
Fear level rising.
What? The fear level never goes down.
The fear level went down once when you guys talked like normal people.
Yeah, that right. My number four is Tom Sawyer Island, and it is... It'll always be Tom Sawyer Island. Just because it was just like, as a little kid, it seemed huge. And, you know, I look back in retrospect and realize it's really tiny, but like just going through all the caves, finding all the different exits, finding all of the little tiny little squeeze holes and finding like little exits that you can get out of that can never fit in now.
That's what she said.
I was so waiting for it. You know, those squeeze holes. Can't fit in them now. I used to. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Stop perverting my childhood.
It never stops here on the S Words podcast.
Perverting childhood Kevin, since 2008.
If this was a musical episode, we would play the Michael Jackson song Childhood right now.
I can still add it.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, and then like going all the way to the very back at the fort. And taking the guns and shooting at Indians. And
the fort was still open.
I never entered the fort, you jerk. Freaking kid had to lose his finger.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, kid was playing with one of those guns on the mounted on the fort, fell over the side, still had his finger in the,
okay,
in the little
ring. Okay, you can stop now.
He had a very good day.
Yes.
Yes.
Because everyone has a good day at Disneyland.
Ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, the children look unhappy.
add more balls.
Itchy and sketchy then, where nothing could possibly go wrong.
Possibly.
That's the first thing that's gone wrong.
You're number four, Kevin.
My number four is Space Mountain. Tradition, honor, little fans that make you feel like you're going 60 miles per hour when you're really going, what, like 25, right?
Somewhere between 25 and 30.
Yes, little fans that blow above you to make you feel like you're going faster. And just the fact that it's just one of those rides I always remember as a child. And I went with my mom and it was awesome. She would tell me, oh, it's so awesome. You have to go. And we went and it was like the tradition passed on. But I can't wait to bring my kid named Russell to go on Space Mountain.
I thought you were Russell.
No, my kid will be Russell.
All right.
La la la, no spoilers. La la la.
That's the name of his.
La 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 la.
The kid's name is Russell.
I mean,
la la la.
And that part when Dr. Amazon threatens Luke Skywalker.
What, in the Hive of Scum?
In the cantina.
In the Hive of Scum and Villainy?
In Mos Eisley Spaceport.
Wow. La la la, what's his sled?
What? No!
Anyway, my number three is now going to be the Buzz Lightyear gun game, because it was stupid, and it was fun.
Astro Blasters.
Astro Blasters.
Yeah. Nice. Because it's, well, fun. it's something where you actually get to, you know, play around. And you go really slow and you don't care because there's a lot of things that you just want to just point at.
Where are we? Number three?
Three. Yes.
My number three is the Aladdin musical over at Disney's California Adventure. In my opinion, it's well worth the $20 to add on to make your ticket into a park hopper. That show alone is worth that $20 to me.
And you can go on Soarin' as well.
Yeah.
Totally. I've still never been to California Adventure.
Neither have I.
Because I've only been to the park once since it opened.
Oh.
Same here.
My number three was a toss-up between two. I think I'll go with the Starcade.
Yeah, that's actually my number two.
I mean, if I'm going to go by places that I've spent the most time in,
yes,
it's going to have to be the Starcade, just because it's one of those things that when you go to the park so often and you don't feel like going to the ride, you can always spend time in an arcade, at least when it's the 80s.
Yeah, I'm going to give a little spoiler, and that's my number two.
Oh,
oh, you skipped my number three.
Well, no, I'm just saying, this is a spoiler. It's a leap ahead.
Spoiler for the podcast.
Don't listen to it. Oh, too late.
A spoiler for about 30 seconds from now. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin.
My number three is the very first time as a kid I went on the submarines, the adventures through liquid space.
I actually didn't like submarines that much because the seats were always wet.
Oh, well... When they closed it down, it was just like, it was actually one of those big things for me. I was kind of disappointed. I was feeling like I would never go to Disneyland again. They reopened them with Finding Nemo, and I was excited to go, but...
I was there that time.
It's basically a Wild Nemo ride now. Yeah.
Exactly, and now I'm just sort of like, you know, I like that they're back, but it's not the submarines. I remember. It was great that they finally brought them back, but I still miss the big sea dragon at the very end with his... cheesy eyes and going through the shark infested area, which I think they still have like a bit of it, and then the mermaids in the cave and all the treasure.
Atlantis.
Yeah.
Volcano.
Yeah.
Fear level rising.
I missed that. I was really excited when they thought they were going to bring it back for the movie Atlantis, except Atlantis bombed.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's one of those movies that you won't see any reference to in the park.
I'm predicting number two. For you is
hold
the
hold, it's gonna be a big surprise. So, you guys
rocket
never,
rods?
No. All right, Mike. What's your guess at my number two?
Circle Vision.
Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
No, but close.
Micro Adventure.
Guess Captain EO. Space Dumbo.
Oh, very close. I was thinking about that.
Micro Adventure.
My number two is the Starcade.
Wow, mine too. Wait, no.
This is the thing. Is that you know how plasma TVs can get, you know, screen burn. When you have the same image on there too long, I'm sure that somewhere in the back of my retina is an inverted image of the winners don't do drugs screen. Because I just spent so much time staring at other people playing video games because I, you know, needed a little step ladder to play video the stand up cabinets. But still, like, I would just stare and go, wow, and that's that.
My number two is a staple at. Turned to comedy. It was the Jungle Cruise. Used to be an informative trek through the various rivers of the wilderness. And then...
It used to bore the crap out of me.
Yeah.
It used to bore the crap out of everyone. Which is why they started hiring people who have comedic backgrounds.
Yes. They put in terrible, terrible jokes. And so it's hilarious.
I haven't done that yet. Let's do it.
You need to do that. But the thing is, it's one of those, you have to get a good guide. Otherwise, you're either going to get a guide who just uses the same old canned jokes, or you're going to get one who has their own jokes.
The main thing is, when I was taking you around, I know how you don't like
puns
and wordplay.
I'm fine with wordplay. Bad wordplay.
Very bad wordplay.
Oh, I would probably get up and punch that guy.
That's why I didn't take you on the Jungle Cruise.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah, it's like, if it were a movie, it would have been like half an hour later, and they're all standing outside the park, drenched in wet, with a security guard standing over them. Like,
and I'd be like,
we're never taking you to Disneyland again.
I'd be like, I don't care. That guy had it coming.
I can't wait for the Jungle Cruise movie.
Oh, God.
Wait, seriously?
Well, it can't be as bad as the Country Bears. Or
the Haunted Mansion movie.
I have heard of no such movie. In fact,
didn't Eddie Murphy die shortly
exactly
after
what I said?
Didn't Eddie Murphy just die shortly after making Beverly Hills Cop 2?
Yes. Maybe. Wait.
Maybe.
I'm not gonna think about this.
Yeah. And then his ghost went to Haunted Mansion.
uh,
My number two is Big Thunder Mountain. Hang on to your hats and glasses, because this here is the wildest ride in the wilderness.
And then don't scream in the damn bat cave, freaking kids.
That's what I say to the people in the stretching gallery at the Haunted Mansion.
Wait, what?
When the lights turn off, the teenagers scream.
Yeah, and you say, hang on to your hats and glasses, this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness?
No, I say, shut up, damn teenagers.
Your level dropping. All right, Kevin.
My number two is an attraction, and I don't know if you can really get the full effect anymore. It's Remember Dreams Come True, the fireworks show from the 50th anniversary. And, man, Mike knows this too. We have both practically memorized the entire fireworks show.
Fear level rising.
We have it on CD. Rising. I own the 50th anniversary box set with most of the music from the park.
It was, but you saw an abridged version, unfortunately. Yes.
You did not see the true one where every time the next, like, I can hear a sound effect and be like, that's Adventures in Inner Space. Or I hear this this sound effect and I'll be like, that's the Mark Twain riverboat. Then it's just like every moment as it keeps going on, it's just like in my pants. I mean, every moment going on is just like, oh my god, there's an explosion in my pants. And then the final portion of it is Star Wars for Star Tours.
Oh my god,
with lasers.
Lasers.
And I'm just like, oh, thank you, this is awesome. I love it.
So
it's fantastic.
All right,
and you'll never get to see it ever again,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
I even like
the Disney quotes new portion at the very beginning too. After a while, I'm just like, oh yeah, this part. And then, America Sings is not in Fantasyland. You should have put it in the Tomorrowland fireworks show.
Travesty.
I know.
Can I get to my number one yet?
Your number one, please.
So my number one is where I have my best memories of Disneyland. It is that little plaza in front of Sleeping Beauty's castle where I have spent at least 20% of my time at Disneyland, where people are either sitting around resting or waiting for the fireworks show and parking out a spot. It doesn't matter, because I go to these parks to hang out with friends, and those are the times where we have the craziest conversations, where we're just sitting around, shooting the breeze. All right, Mike?
My number one is Remember Dreams Come True.
Yeah,
the fireworks spectacular from the 50th anniversary. And I would like to say the original version, not the later abridged version.
The album edition.
Where they cheaped out on the fireworks and also cut out Frontierland.
They did? Because, like, my favorite part is when they play the music from Mark Twain Riverboat. The, the one from Pete's Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh my god! And the sound effects from Big Thunder Mountain.
I think Candle in the Water is the only part they kept.
Because they moved clockwise around the park. Right?
Yes, and notice how Frontierland was notably short.
I remembered that because I was standing next to you and I'm like,
yes.
Wait, what happened to Frontierland? They went straight from Adventure.
They don't play Davy Crockett.
They didn't do the shooting gallery.
They don't do the shooting gallery. I mean, shooting exposition.
Your level rise.
Yes.
Kevin's talking about guns. That's, oh god.
That is why. That is why I say the original version. Thank you, Stevie.
So my number one has been mentioned before. It also happens to be the title of the podcast. It's Space Mountain.
You know that ride, the S-Words podcast? They got these four animatronic
You know that ride, the paint needle?
No!
That one's in Fantasyland.
It's a crossover. It's a joint venture between Fantasyland and Tomorrowland.
Oh, it's in that restroom. The one near Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
One that has the Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades! The Ace of Spades!
Well, I had no idea that Motorhead would show up in this podcast, but okay. Space Mountain.
Space Mountain. Space Mountain.
The classic.
Yes, it's been mentioned already. I have mentioned most of my good Space Mountain stories already.
Which version? The original one with the Dick Dale music? Or the new one? With
the old one.
Or even before Dick Dale.
No, Dick Dale was the original.
They added it in the 80s, I thought.
No, at the opening.
Nerd Fight Go!
That's true.
He performed on top of Space Mountain.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Disney World Space Mountain.
The thing that always sort of struck me is odd.
They didn't have music for a long time.
Is it Space Mountain, like the whole upper level of Tomorrowland, it seemed to me like there was meant to be more there because it was like all this extra line space, I guess, that the Space Mountain line could have ever used, but it was always empty, which is this empty plaza.
I'm still wondering why they don't add stuff to, like, because the queue is one of the most boring. And they used to have the windows in the line so you could look in the ride, and they got rid of it now to make it darker inside.
It's like, when I went, I didn't really have pay attention. Do they still sort of give, like, the whole experience, like, you're in a spaceport, and it's like all of the departing flights?
I don't know about departing flights.
Yeah.
Well, you miss a lot of the theming thanks to the Fastpass breaks.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's keep going.
My number one, Mike knows what my number one is, because I always talk about
the
it.
The place that sells Dole Whips?
No.
That's five.
That's the bar over by the Enchanted Tiki Room, by the way. No. The People Mover. The one that, like, my father could enjoy it, my grandmother could enjoy it, my mother could enjoy it, and, you know, I enjoyed it too, just with a Tron, and, like, it was entertaining, and I just miss it. I miss the music, I miss the narration. And it's just one of those things that I really wish they'd bring it back so that, you know, I could ride it, or when I'm older, you know, I can bring my family to go ride it. And it's just like, yeah, I think it's mostly nostalgia for me, but I miss the
people. It was a family experience. I can totally understand.
And I miss it injuring teenagers.
Actually, surprisingly, fear level dropping. It's funny. Whenever we talk about anger towards teenagers, his fear level drops.
I can get behind that.
So that pretty much wraps up the episode for Space Mountain, aka the Disneyland episode. And I'm sure we could always get back to Disney World and all the other parks, because I know Mike's very excited to talk about those as well.
We can always do a podcast on Splash Mountain. That's also an S word.
And the Smatterhorn for the triple team.
I was thinking Expedition Everest.
Oh, yes.
Sexpedition. I still say that's a Porto, not a DS game.
All right, so that's pretty much wraps up this episode. If you want to send us any feedback or suggestions for other things, go ahead and send them to feedback@s-words-podcast.com. We also have our website where you can find all of our old episodes and the schedule for upcoming episodes at www.s-words-podcast.com. And Dom, there's always that one place where people don't have to try as hard to contact us.
www.twitter.com/thestarchamberofthemousegod. No, actually, it's s_words.
Do you think that username is taken?
Probably not.
It'll be.
I wonder if they're going to put a food truck there.
And then it'll get featured on a conspiracy site, right? Because we've got come into the open, the Star Chamber.
All right, so that wraps up this episode. Let's go straight into quote sound off and shout outs.
I have a shout out. Congratulations, Julie. I hope that you can help turn around the managers at Disney.
Oh, she's there now?
She's there now.
Wow, lucky.
Yeah. So, good luck to you.
Cinnamon toast and tacos on the floor.
Permane nos sentados, por favor.
No fear level rising.
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Everyone's mics are on?
I don't know. Yes.
So you do know.
Check.
I know now.
Check.
And knowing is half the battle.
All right, proper mic posture.
I'm a computer. Stop all the downloading.
Well, now we know what to put in the credits. Okay. At the end of the show, I mean. Good job, guys.
Thanks. Woo-hoo.
Like the last show, we didn't have anything, really.
We didn't?
We had like a big, long thing that Danny and I did. And Danny, you and I did.
I still haven't heard the last one. I didn't listen to it.
It's okay.
I was so busy at work.
All right, let's keep going.